tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Yeah.
Gotta work on those moves.
Yeah. I was getting it with my leg.
I loved it.
I thought I'd add a little something different in there for you all. Hello, After Buzzers, and welcome to another recap of our favorite after show Dance Moms. This is season 5, episode 5. Crazy.
Hello, Hollywood.
Yeah, hello,
Goodbye,
Hollywood.
Goodbye, Abby Sanity.
Yes. And while you're at it, if you haven't already subscribed to our channel, please go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV and subscribe. Please do it up. And we see you, don't we?
They're right there.
We see you.
They look good tonight.
Yeah.
Right?
Hit that thumbs up. Thumbs up.
Like.
Subscribe. Comment.
5 stars on iTunes. And check us out on SoundCloud as well.
Yeah, SoundCloud and iTunes. So we appreciate that. Hello, everybody. I am your host tonight. I am Candace Camacho. You can tweet me at Candace_Camacho. Or you can always tweet us during the show.
Yeah.
At hashtag ABTV Dance Moms.
We love it. And you guys can tweet me at Christy Reports. Let us know what you're thinking while you're watching.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. I'm needing to center now. So I think my dance move, you know, got me off center with the whole, you know. So
crazy dance time.
Yeah.
Now it's chat time.
First off, I want to apologize to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I was so excited for the moms to be here.
Pumped.
I was a little bit nervous and excited, and I was thinking about what I'm going to wear for the picture and what I'm going to ask, and I just imagined that all those huge personalities right there. And I know that I personally got back to a couple of you and was like, tune in next week for all the moms. So, you know, I don't know. They canceled. They couldn't do it. They have other things, right?
So. Yeah, when we're just as disappointed as you all are, so... Don't berate us, please. We're going to try to get them in another time soon, so we'll keep you posted on that.
Right. And this was like a completely different episode. Really strange. I think the question that I'm asking myself, and I was just wondering if you all were asking yourselves this question, was this completely scripted? This whole Abby... her, you know, this and that, and that her whole temper tantrum,
cute
depression.
Dance mom saying, "Where is Abby?"
Yeah, her is that a depression? Is that? I mean,
listen, we all know when you don't do your hair and makeup and you're going on camera, you've got to be pretty darn low in the dumps
to show up on camera like that, right?
Yeah,
for national television,
right? She always looks fantastic. And tonight, I mean, that was the biggest shocker, I think, to me. It was just like, oh, something is going down with her.
Something, yeah. I just was like, is this scripted to like make us feel bad for her? Or I'm just gonna say it. I feel like this was the most scripted episode I've ever seen in the way of a couple of the things that went down, because I just don't think that LA had even gotten to her yet. You know, she's not like she had, you know, door after door slammed in her face.
Yeah, it kind of left me wondering what they weren't saying. You know, was there some news with the lawsuit, which they've talked about in several other episodes, so why wouldn't they just bring it up? And even when the moms are sitting there saying, what's wrong with her, that none of them even said, oh, maybe there's something, maybe there's an update with her lawsuit. Yeah. So it kind of made me think that maybe that's what she was dealing with, that's what she would have had to go home for, but why they wouldn't say that is beyond me, y'all.
Exactly, yeah. Mm. And it's like, she knew what she was getting herself into.
For sure.
Yeah, and it's like, even though, yeah, it's L.A. and there's a plura of talent there and everybody works so hard, like, they don't have the she's in a reality show for 5 seasons, so nobody can take that away from her, no matter what. So I just didn't get the whole stressed out thing, so. Mm-hmm. What did you all think? Why don't you post in the comments what you think? Was this the most scripted episode that you think that you've seen? Like me?
Right, what the heck was going on there?
Yeah, what the heck was going on?
Well, so. You know, we do have to remember, like you said, she's a big reality star, 5 seasons in, and she's even said in some of her interviews here at AfterBuzz that production really gets in there and tries to shake things up. And I was kind of wondering if, you know, this opens with them trying to arrive at this studio in L.A., and, oh, this is the studio that we have reserved, blah-de-blah. Oh my goodness, surprise, surprise, it's someone else's studio, and there's another dance team practicing there that we're going to be intimidated by. I think that was set up by production, and maybe that was Abby's first indication, like, oh, we're in Hollywood, we're in LA turf now, and these people really know what they're doing. You know, they screw with her enough in Pennsylvania. Now they're here in LA where they really know how to make reality TV work.
Exactly.
And I'm wondering if that was part of the stress. Yeah, like, what the heck are they going to do?
Right. Okay, well, we'll talk about it as time goes on.
Okay.
So, again, ALDC is in LA. There's no pyramid this time.
No, we missed that.
I kind of missed.
Maybe the only episode ever.
Yeah. I was like, where's the pyramid coming? I was like ready to, you know.
She couldn't, she wasn't going to judge how they behaved on the plane or anything like that, you know.
Yeah. I guess it's just.
Mackenzie ate 2 bags of peanuts, bottom of the pyramid.
Seriously. Nia got a Fruit Loop on the floor, bottom of the pyramid.
Just like her mother.
God, that was terrible. Okay, so of course things don't go, you know, as planned usually in the reality TV world.
Well, and another reason that I thought that was because she got on the phone with her lawyer right away. So I wonder if she was saying like, hey, what are my options? These people are screwing with me. They told me we had this studio and now we show up here and we don't.
Yeah.
So maybe that was a lawyer thing, or like we were saying, there's some indication that maybe she was dealing with something with the lawsuit. But either way, she jumps on the phone with the lawyer immediately.
And I just was taken aback at how intimidated she was. And Jill just can't believe. She's like, okay, she's had 2 years. Abby has had 2 years to... I was expecting she was going to revamp and have her own studio, not just a place, a room.
Not renting someone else's out. Yeah, I thought they would roll up to like a big purple and black, you know, Abby Lee Dance Company, brand new studio. Yeah. I know something like that in LA would cost a ridiculous, disgusting amount of money. But when you've got production money behind you and all her success, that's what I was expecting also.
Yeah, so I just was not expecting that. She disappointed me in that way because she just wasn't prepared for the girls. And then, I mean, you have the point that the girls have given up everything and moved all the way across the United States. And they're, like, expecting something. And she let... That's the first time in this episode that she let them down.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then she went to the car and shoved her face with those Cabbage Patch Kids. Girl, I don't blame you. I know when we have a bad day, you want to hit up the junk food. We saw her later in the episode in the car eating the fast food. It's like, hey, I get it.
Fast food. What's your
sugar makes it sweeter?
Yeah. What's your advice? What do you go to?
Oh, well, I'm vegan, which I know a lot of people will roll their eyes at.
Okay.
But so when I get really crazy, it's like the dark chocolate, you know, or some almond milk ice cream.
Oh.
Yeah, that's about as crazy as I can get. Trader Joe's also has some wonderful vegan chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, wow.
So there's still plenty of options for when I have a bad day.
Okay. Well, I'm vegetarian, so I'm kind of right there with you. I love my Diet Cokes from McDonald's. They're $1 large diet.
The big, huge cup.
Large Diet Coke, $1.08.
Are you like ready to do your own dance after you drink all that caffeine?
Yeah, I'm like, woohoo. I am, definitely.
Well, Abby was feeling it too. I don't know that it made her feel any better from what we continued to see, but that's where she went with it.
That's right. Where
and
she
I
went.
I thought it was kind of a cute little moment.
It was. Yeah. Sour Patch Kids. Yeah. JoJo and Jesslyn, they're in L.A. too.
Surprise, surprise.
And I just was, you know, what are they thinking? This, obviously, they don't. Later on in the episode, we see that they just don't help matters whatsoever.
No, Jesslyn is so on the attack all the time. And this is just what I always think about the moms. I'm like, if you have a problem with what Abby's doing, then why do you keep pushing in? Why do you keep trying to bring your daughter to her? And why do you continue to believe that it's going to be different if that's what your problem is?
Yeah.
It's like, Jesslyn, if you don't like what Abby's doing, then go take your daughter somewhere else.
Exactly. You know?
Maybe to Miss Aaron. Erin at the, what is it, the Marietta Dance Project.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, we see how they have continuously less and less social skills throughout the
episode.
That's
a very polite way of putting it. I like that.
Thank you. And then they're just at the studio, the new studio or the new room, and they're just frustrated. You know, Jill tells Maddie to, you know, warm up the girls. They're doing their own warm up, and they're really out of their element.
I would have been intimidated by those girls who were in there too.
Yeah,
they were fantastic.
They were,
and they were just doing something that is so different from what ALDC does well, and it sort of blew me away. That was the first indication to me that they're really in trouble here in LA.
Yeah, I was just kind of like, whoa, I'm glad that's not me right now.
Right?
Glad I'm not walking in trying to rehearse in that space. So, and then we go to Erin Babs, and
who we've seen before.
Mm-hmm. She did some choreography for the Candy Apples, which Abby didn't like whatsoever. I'm sure.
Kathy ended up pulling that dance, and we never really saw it start to finish being performed on stage.
Right. But this scene opens up with one of her dancers doing like 8 turns into a développé.
Putting
the right
JoJo's 8 spins into an illusion from last week to shame.
To shame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with this 8 turns, I was just like, dang, you know? That is like sensational, flashy.
Wish I could do that.
Yeah. And then Erin gets on the camera, and I really liked her. I really liked her.
Did you?
Confidence? I did. I liked how she just stood behind her girls and.
I think anytime you're saying things like, make her cry, get some tears out of Abby, or anytime you're so focused on taking someone else down instead of raising yourself up, I think that's sort of an indication of trouble. Like, I would rather she had said to her girls, let's go out there and win. Let's be number one. Let's beat everyone. Not let's make Abby cry.
Right.
And even her behavior a little bit later, it just came off to me as very, I hate the word desperate. We'll just call her Despy. It was a little Despy. And I'm sure she wants her own show, too. Dance Moms is only one of several popular dance shows, even on Lifetime. So I'm sure she's thinking she's really got to bring it. And
bring
maybe
it.
She can be the new bring it. Right?
Right. Well, that was my initial opinion of her. I just liked how she was just like, my girls are, you know, just as good as her, even though Maddie has the whole Sia thing against her. And I guess that's just kind of how you have to be in this setting.
That is true. That is true. You can't accuse her of being impassionate or not intense enough.
Right.
Or not wanting to win.
Yeah. We got a lot of intensity here. And then they get a call from Abby. Abby is not comfortable with dancing in a space where other people are performing. So I don't know. I'm sure that means that she was intimidated by what she saw. She didn't want them peeking in and, you know, taking secrets on what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I just was like, then you should have had this all figured out many moons before today.
Well, yeah, and someone like her who does receive a lot of criticism for her teaching methods, which I don't agree with that criticism, but she does. And she doesn't want someone else standing around or through the thin walls hearing what she's saying to these girls or, you know, critiquing her critiques.
Right.
I think it's kind of one of the main things, you know.
Oh, because somebody could take what she said out of context and then tweet it and then, you know, this and that.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, so Melissa is just beside herself, and she, you know, the moms kind of bring up, like, okay, we gave up everything for what? You know, but I think that they are expecting, like, a pot of gold, like, over the rainbow, you know, just like that. And it's just, I think they're in for an awakening that it takes time.
Yeah, these moms have the same almost unattainable high expectations as Abby has for the girls.
Yeah.
And you really can't blame them. Blame Abby for expecting so much out of the girls when the moms are like, hey, let's be a big star now. All right, come on, make my daughter a big star. Make my daughter a big star. Make my daughter a big star.
Right. I just, that just kind of got me. I just was like, okay, well, it's, well, I mean, they have a liable point with, you know, they've come all this way, but then it just takes time.
Right.
Like
and
a lot
have
of time.
A little faith. You know, what do you think Abby's doing? Like she said, she's going to meetings and she was making costumes. And I mean, LA is all about networking. It's all about taking those meetings and kissing a little behind, you know? And if that is what Abby was busy doing, that would be completely justifiable and something that is maybe even more valuable to the girls and their careers than Abby sitting in the studio with them.
Exactly.
Is her out making connections and being their manager.
Exactly, just being there. So the girls are in the studio and Kira comes on camera looking beat as I was just like, dang, she's got a new makeup artist. She's looking hot.
Right.
And she, you know, she's like,
all that hair.
Yeah, those earrings. The little chandeliers.
She was stepping it up. Are they originally from Vegas or they had spent some time
in Arizona?
Yeah, and I think there was some talk that Kalani had done some dancing like in Vegas or around in that area.
Yeah.
And she just looked like she was kind of repping the Vegas to me a little
bit,
you know?
Yeah, she looked good and she was just, she stepped back a little bit this episode and she was just like, okay, we don't have any dance music. We don't have a dance teacher. We're up against the biggest, toughest girls in the country, and we, you know, feel like a fish out of water, basically. So the second day, Gianna arrives, thankfully.
And Gianna didn't look any happier than Abby. She almost looked too like she had been crying. I don't know. And she seemed stressed and overwhelmed. And
she seemed very stressed.
She's usually pretty calm and knows what to do with the girls, just sort of takes charge. Abby's given her that role.
Yeah.
But she was a little bit wavering, too. I was sort of like, oh, my gosh. Even Gianna's upset. What the heck is going on over there?
Yeah. I just, you know, she tries to cover up her missing boss by trying to get the girls excited about this awesome casting call that they have. So she's passing out the sides to the girls, and then the girls are, you know, bubbling with excitement over this amazing opportunity that they have.
And the moms have a problem with it again. They got what they wanted, and it's still like, oh, well, she's just telling us about that audition now so that we don't focus on the fact that she's not here.
Exactly.
Like, what do you want, ladies? Yeah. What do you want?
Can we just, like, can they just maybe relax a little bit and just enjoy the fact that Abby's not there? I mean, wouldn't you, if I was in that situation, I would just relax a little bit.
Yeah, go to the pool, ladies. Come on.
Yeah, go shopping on Melrose.
Right?
They've got some great deals. Just, you know, have a good time. But they've got that meeting with John Barbara. He's done lots of things. Yeah,
Taylor Swift's Shake It Off video. Did you see the girls' eyes when
he
said that?
They were just, I was in awe, too. I was like, oh, wow, that's great. I love that video.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, so does all of America, but I'm not alone. So they're, so she quickly is like, okay, all right, girls, we gotta get to rehearsing. So Maddie has a solo.
Surprise.
Yes. Maddie has a solo and they've got a group number. JoJo pipes up and says, you know,
surprise.
So JoJo's gonna be a swing. I don't even know why she's there. So they're doing a lyrical number. And what was your opinion on them choosing the lyrical number? Because Jill clearly was not having the lyrical. She's like, we need to be doing hits like those other girls were doing. And
I totally agree. I think Jill was right on that one.
Yeah.
Don't just keep doing more of what you're good at. That's not fun for anybody. Mm-hmm. It doesn't raise the bar for the girls. It doesn't challenge them. Part of coming to LA was this new challenge. You're going up against people who are so much better. Well, then you really have to push yourself and do something a little bit different.
Yeah.
And what we saw the other teams doing in their rehearsals was just such a far cry from what we see the ALDC doing. I mean, that was just another indication that they were in trouble. When she said lyrical, I was like, oh, jeez. Yeah. Oh, geez. And it wasn't even one with, like, a cool theme and a storyline like they do. You know, no one's dying in a car crash or, like, getting abducted.
Amber Alert.
Yeah. I mean, where was that stuff? You're in Hollywood now.
Yeah.
Get the theatrics going.
Yeah. You got to push the envelope. Definitely. Yes. I agree too, but Gia's like, you know, we're not here to mold to them. We're here to show them what we can do. But man, I thought that was a big mistake because their technique cannot be compared to.
Right.
So if they added like the hits, and I know those girls can do that, then mm-hmm. they would have just been like unstoppable.
Yeah, and this is a place where I think Nia could really shine too mm-hmm. with that kind of dance. That's what she's really great at, is really that strong,
yeah.
you know, making a statement and being really big. And I think some of the other girls too could benefit from just having to do that a little bit.
Yeah.
If she wants these kids to work in LA, we see that's what the dancing is in LA. Let's, you know, make the connection here. Let's
LA
it up.
Yeah, connect.
Yeah, right.
So Gia is super nervous. She, you know, she's just trying to cover up for her boss. I felt kind of bad for her.
I did too.
Yeah. Again, the moms are upset. We go to the moms. I would be upset too, just because, you know, you're bringing your child out here. It's a completely different upbringing on the East Coast than it is in LA. It's a whole other monster. They're probably all living in, you know, housing somewhere, and mm-hmm. It's living out of a suitcase. It's just a big deal. I think it's like, I felt like it was a huge blow to the girls and to the moms, and very disrespectful for her to do what she did. And I just was like really disappointed.
I thought it was funny how they speculated that she may be riding the roller coaster at Universal City.
Seriously?
I'm like, pretty sure that's not the case.
Pretty sure that's
I've
not the case.
I've got a lot of faith in Abby, and at least she was out shopping costumes or taking meetings or something.
Exactly.
And maybe, you know, maybe it wouldn't have been beneficial for her to be there. When she shows up at the competition, we see what kind of shape she's in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe she made that decision today to be like, go speak for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That was probably a good executive decision on her part because she was not in the leading mode
right.
at that point.
Yeah.
So Kira gives her a call and is like, is there anything that you need or what's going on? And then Abby reveals that she's flying home to take care of some business, but she never reveals what that business is. So
right. Or even if she did actually go.
Yeah.
She said in that phone call she might have to, and we never know if she did or not. So that would make me assume that she didn't, but
yeah.
Well, what was the business? Was something that pressing, yeah.
Yeah.
It had to be lawsuit stuff, right?
It would have to be. But mm-hmm. the moms think that she's just really had it at this point, and she's just having a complete breakdown over what? I don't know.
Well, cut her a little slack.
I don't know.
Just a little bit.
I mean, grow up, lady. I just don't. I guess I just.
Yeah, like, do you want to do this LA thing or not? Is that kind of what you're saying?
I guess. I mean, you just got to jump in with both feet and, you know, take it as it comes and knock on this door, knock on that door, and just believe and keep the faith that this is going to work and this is how it's going
to
be.
Right. No one has ever not been traumatized by coming to LA to chase their dream.
It's very traumatizing.
It's never easy. It's never pleasant.
Yeah.
And you have to focus on the outcome, not the day-to-day, you know, Abby's not here, or so-and-so, or like you said, they're probably stressed or living out of a suitcase. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to keep the big picture in mind.
Right. You just got to keep going
for it. If you're
going
to survive.
Right.
It's rough out there, people. Let me tell you.
Yeah, it is rough. So at the Marietta Dance Studio, we've got Talia doing a solo. Erin wants Talia to have the opportunities that Maddie has, and don't we all want, you know, every kid to have those
dance in a sea of video.
She's very talented.
Oh, extremely.
Yeah,
extremely. She's also, and we'll get into this a little later because I have a theory about what happened at the competition. But I think Talia is a little bit older,
okay,
than what they want us to realize, and I think definitely a couple years older than Maddie.
Yeah,
so that speaks for something as well.
It
but
does.
She was. I mean, she blew me away.
She did. She's got the whole package.
And right.
There's a maturity about her that comes with age.
Yeah, she could dance with 20-year-olds on a big stage at the Grammys and fit in.
And fit in, mm-hmm. right. So, we are now at the casting call.
Oh! Cringe.
Oh, yeah, cringe. What was going on with her? So...
Another thing you learn when you first come to LA, if you don't get in a fight with somebody over a parking spot, you are not in Hollywood. Okay?
For those of you who don't live in LA, the parking here is just astronomical. You have to pay.
Crazy situation. Yeah, everywhere you go.
There's so many signs. No parking, 4 to 6. 6 to 8, 20 minutes.
Tuesday, like, Thursday, off day, the side of the street.
Monday cleaning. Like, it just, you just need a car that flies that you can just park in the tree, right?
I love that idea. So I wasn't surprised at all that she was going toe-to-toe with some random guy on the street about this parking spot. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you expect?
Yeah, and in L.A., like, you can't really be doing that because you never know. Like, he might have a weapon or...
That's true.
Or something, like... You just can't do that.
He could have been the president of the casting agency.
He could have.
That she's never met and didn't know.
Exactly. And she did that in front of the casting agency, which is a big, big fat no-no. Holly wants to know if Abby has any words of wisdom, and she's checked out. And she's like, no. Yeah.
But when did Holly get so brazen? This has been building all season, but it's like... She was always very reasonable before, and now Holly just seems to be in attack mode. She sees Abby beat down a little bit, and she still goes after her.
Exactly. I was surprised at that as well. Mm-hmm. And she's just, you kind of know when you're kind of crossing the red tape with people, and, she's been with her so many years, she definitely knows. And I was surprised at that, and again, what was she expecting? Like, oh my mm-hmm. gosh, have an amazing time, be super confident, girls.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess it would be a nice time for a pep talk, but you know what? Abby wasn't in the mood, so maybe you give the pep talk, Holly.
Yeah. You take charge.
Yeah. Inspire these girls if you want them to be inspired.
Right.
And when they're out being adults in Hollywood, nobody's going to be there to pat them on the back and tell them how fantastic they are and go get them before an audition.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
They have to learn to do it themselves.
Exactly.
So, that's a good point. Okay, so at the casting call, they meet the producers. They get them really excited about that they have been involved with the Shake It Off video. So they have a couple sides to learn, to cite for the producers that have to do with anatomy. Mm-hmm. So I thought the girls all did really good.
Yeah, I was impressed by some of them.
Yeah.
I thought Mackenzie did a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm.
Kalani was great.
She was. Kalani was great. So was Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
the moms get to watch, just like they do back home in Pennsylvania, watching the dance rehearsal.
Never happens.
No, I think that's pretty rare. They usually try to separate the mothers from the children in these situations so that they can see how the child really is or how they take direction.
Yeah. I've taken Athena in for auditions as a baby, and they were, like, wanting me to, like, leave.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, I don't know.
That's a little different.
That's a little much, guys. I don't know. She can barely walk. I think I'll be staying.
Although that blonde woman in the room reminded me of every casting director I've ever encountered in my
life.
Yes. Yeah. She was just so that role. And she wasn't too hard on the girls. She tried to smile at them and stuff and encourage them mm-hmm. a little bit. But she also was critical and just very straight-laced and very honest.
Yeah, she was very honest. And then when the girls did a great job, she said, like, that was a great job.
Mm-hmm.
So we come to Miss Nia. And this was the first time that I've actually heard her voice that she wants to be a pop star.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never really, I knew she wanted to go on and do other things, but I never knew, like, she's never said, like, I want to be a pop star, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be a pop star, and today might be my day.
Right, and she apparently writes music, and this is something that she has been pursuing for quite a while.
Yeah, I know that she's been pursuing all these things. I've just never heard her stand up and just voice it so confidently. Mm-hmm. So I was just, like, taken aback at that. I thought she did a great job.
She killed it.
It was all over Twitter. What a great job that she did. And that takes so much confidence, too. She didn't even take her paper. She went off, you know, the script. And that's really, like, what it takes to make it out in L.A. Because so many people are doing the casting, and you have to do it differently and more special than all of these other people. And I think that's what she did.
Yeah, it really showed some chops that she didn't just sit there and read the script or do it, you know, bubbly teenager. Like, a lot of the girls were playing it very girly, very young. And she just had this maturity about it that blew me away. I still think the girl should be a doctor or a lawyer or something where she can really do some good for this world.
You do?
Yes.
Well, maybe she'll be that in her second life after she's, you know.
After she's a retired pop star.
Yeah, after she's had her pop star career.
Well, now I think an acting career is a lot more likely for her than the music thing, just based on how well she did. And I know the other girls are getting a lot of opportunities to sing. Kendall even now is releasing a single. We'll talk about that in News and Gossip. But, yeah, Nia, I think maybe should focus on the acting.
Yeah, I think, well, she's a triple threat, which makes her, you know, very, very marketable. So that's exciting.
Well, and I kind of loved how the casting director told Abby, like, no, it's okay. You know, sometimes that is what you need to stand out and be unique, is to do it different than everybody else did.
Yeah.
So he kind of shut her down a little bit, which I thought was interesting. I wonder what Abby thought about that.
Yeah, I don't think Abby liked that.
She couldn't have loved it.
Yeah. I think she put her foot in, insert foot into mouth. I think she definitely did. She had no right to say, what does she know about auditioning for a movie role? I mean, not much, obviously. She did a great job. It's all about being natural and relatable and just, like, you know, you're having a conversation, and Nia did that. Holly was furious.
Right. So mad.
Rightfully so.
So mad. Well, Abby's all of a sudden gotten on this, Nia, you're a mini-me. You're acting just like your just like your mother.
Which is a compliment.
That's been building a little bit, but Abby was really pushing that in this episode. Like, your mother has just made you into another version of her, and that made me kind of curious, actually, because Abby continues to say how much personality Nia had when she was little, and even how that made up for some of her lack of dance ability, or when she was falling behind in classes, was because she just had this big personality. And we really don't see that from her now. She is a little bit more reserved. She is very poised and well-spoken, and that's a different thing to be great about. You know what I mean? That's a different way to be. That's also fantastic. But I've never seen that huge personality thing from her, and I think Abby knows it used to be there, and so she's blaming Holly. Which I guess makes sense. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess when kids are little, they're, like, uninhibited. And then when they get older, they're, you know, they get told things and, you know, talk with the other girls, and they get more inhibited, and and they're just not as easy to show off. And I think she's been through, you know, because I was watching, like, a couple clips of, like, season one, and she just was like a baby.
So young. So little.
And I think it's just, like, a lot of pressure for her and all the girls to be, you know, under this microscope all the time of, you know, the show and Twitter and all the social media. I think she just kind of stepped back for a while, but now we see her stepping forward. Abby had no right to say what she said. I'll say it again. That was just asinine of that woman to say that. She doesn't have any right. And then the moms didn't really have Holly's back.
No, they didn't.
At all.
No. I liked how Melissa was the only one who said, hey, Abby, thanks for lining this up. And I think that's so important, and that's part of what we're going to see next week, is why Abby falls apart, is because she feels like these mothers are ungrateful. Look at what she has done for these girls. And I thought that was a lovely little moment of Melissa to say, hey, thanks for lining this up. And also, that's the sort of attitude that, you know, festers in the girls, and then the girls are grateful, and then Abby loves that, and look who the big stars are, Melissa's daughters.
Right.
Melissa's the only one who had the sense to say, hey, thanks. And I think that was kind of a big moment.
Yeah, that is a very good point, because you do have to stay grateful, because Abby has trained them so well and done a lot for them.
Yeah, instead of where were you, you know, thanks for spending the time to do this.
Yeah. I just think the other Holly, you know, she must be just guns loaded, so defensive to, you know, she just is afraid that Nia's not going to get the attention that she needs, and she wants Nia to be a star overnight because that's what Nia wants. And so when you're a mom, like, you know, whatever your kid wants, not whatever, but, you know, you want to get that for them.
Well, yeah, and they've made so many sacrifices already.
They have. But what did you think about the other mom's behavior? Like, Jill, she was, like, pretty... I think she just was, like, speechless just because she...
That's what I think it was, yeah. They just didn't really know what to say.
Yeah.
And they're sort of at Abby's mercy here. You know, they've seen, oh, she's lining this stuff up, but we don't want to... Oh, hey, now we're here. Now we don't want to cross the line. You know, the first day, they were so brazen, and now I think it's like...
Whoa.
Oh, whoa. You know, we're in this world, and we don't know anything about it, and we really need Abby, and maybe she does know what she's doing, and maybe she is doing the right thing.
Yeah, I think, like...
I'm questioning everything at this point.
Right. We just don't know. I think they are taking a step back. I think I would, too, because, you know, they've given up so much. They want to do their best for their kid. Everybody but Holly has taken a step back, and Holly's taken a step forward.
A huge step forward.
Mm-hmm.
She's leaping all over this stuff.
Okay.
So then we see the Marietta Dance Project.
That's right.
The MDP practicing.
They are fantastic.
They really are. And I just love to watch that style. Another problem that I had with this lyrical business was that I'm just so sick of seeing it. And all of Maddie's, I know I said this last week, but all of Maddie's solos always look the same. This one, same thing. And these girls were giving us something different.
Yeah.
And I liked it.
I liked it too.
If I could do that, that's what I would have been doing. Watch out, MDP. Maybe I'll come take some lessons.
Right. So they're at the competition, and Abby shows up moments later, very, very disheveled, hair not done, makeup not done. I've never seen her.
A way we've never seen her before.
Exactly. And she just is like, it's almost just like she's on something, strung out. She's just like, is getting Maddie's costumes together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really odd. Like, where do you think she was?
Well, that's a good question. I believe that she was putting the costume together. Mm-hmm. I still think, you know, there's some major element that was just not being said here.
Exactly.
So we may never know. I can assume, again, that she was on the phone with the lawyer dealing with the lawsuit stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe she did go home. Doubt it. But
that would be very upsetting.
Yeah. And maybe she just spent some time sitting in her hotel room crying, eating more junk food. I mean, you know, it's overwhelming.
That's
what I did the first couple months I lived here.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I did. Yeah. I remember those I would go and get these big cookies from Ralph's that are like frosted.
Oh, those are so good.
I eat the whole thing. Oh my gosh.
That's amazing.
When the cookies are your only friend in Hollywood, you know you're in trouble.
I honestly cried myself. It's scary. You're
right?
Just like, what the heck did I just do? Did I really just do that?
Yeah, so I think maybe she was somewhere just getting it all out.
Getting herself it all out. Together. We have Jessalyn and JoJo. They are just definitely not helping matters.
No.
And, you know,
Abby was literally tearing up at the very beginning when she came in and sat down. Her eyes were watered and it seemed like she was right on the brink. Her voice was shaking. And I thought, why would you choose this moment to open your mouth and push her?
Exactly.
It was very clear that she didn't need to be prodded.
Exactly. Like, no social skills whatsoever. Yet she sees an upset Abby, still goes to her and says, Miss Abby, how should I wear my hair for the dance? Knowing full well that she's not in the dance. I don't even know what she's there to be a swing, not even like she, you know, pushed herself.
They're not going to need you, girl.
Right.
It's pretty clear.
They're not going to need you. Nobody's going to bust out in the, you know, chicken pox.
Right. In the next hour or two.
In the next hour. So.
And Gianna's just sort of like, all right, let me take this one. She tries to shut JoJo down.
She does. Bless her heart.
Right.
Then Miss Erin from the Marietta Dance Project with a couple of the other moms. I didn't even, like, I just was like, I can't even write
anything.
It's
more anything. That despy behavior. Like, she just looked very thirsty at this point. Like, we get it. You want your own reality show. You're coming to prod Abby. You know, it's never ended up well when the other coach or the other moms come into the dressing room.
Exactly.
And I don't know why you would be so brazen to do that anyway. when these people have all paid to be at this competition, that's your space, that's your area. They shouldn't have come in unless they were invited in, and they most certainly were not invited. I'm sure they were invited by production.
Exactly.
But I was surprised that Abby or someone or even one of the moms didn't have the sense to say, you know what, just beat it.
Exactly.
We've got our own things going on right now. We don't need to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. That was a moment for me when I was watching the show. I was like, that is so scripted. Like, right. I don't even believe that they would do that. And yeah, you know, she wants her own reality show. You know, who doesn't? But it's like, you're not going to get it that way. You'll get it with the dancing. So moving on to the dancers, we have Talia. Now, amazing, speechless, just, you know, flowed effortlessly. I love the beginning with I love the contemporary mixed with the lyrical.
Mm-hmm.
And just, she's beautiful. But she does seem older.
Yes. I'm thinking she's maybe about 14.
Yeah.
Or maybe even older. And that music was clearly not the music that she was actually dancing to.
Yeah.
You know, with ALDC, the girls, they know they have a list of songs that they have cleared for the show. And this one was clearly something else she was dancing to. And then they put that song in the background. And they didn't even try to make it match. Or seem like something that would have gone with her dance. So that was a little distracting. But Talia's performance was just unbelievable.
Yeah, amazing. Just great technique.
Mm-hmm. And Abby's always pushing that, the confidence thing, and that, you know, go out there and really sell it. And that was something that all these LA girls really seemed to possess.
Yeah, a lot of confidence. But they've been at that cutthroat situation day after day for, you know, years. So that's something that the ALDC girls haven't seen before as much. It's just, they've seen it. It's just different out here, and it's hard to explain unless you're out here. But it's like you walk down the street or you walk into a casting, and it's like you can just cut the air with the knife, and it's just like, ugh.
It's an intensity.
Yeah, it's an intensity that is, like, stressful.
Right.
So, and then we've got Maddie with All God's Creatures.
Ugh. Another Maddie solo, looking just like the last Maddie solo. I mean, all these girls had all these beautiful costumes on, and yeah. I mean, they could have done something a little more. Abby made such a big deal out of she was going and working on this costume.
I know.
I expected a little more out of it than, like, a shawl and a sweater.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Now, I have to say, I usually don't ever like the non-lyrical type costumes. This was the first non-lyrical costume that I've ever liked.
Oh, you thought it was all right?
I thought it was all right. I actually liked it, and I was like, wow, I actually like this sweater thing. I felt like it went with the music, and I like to see her act. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's really got, like, the acting portion down. I thought it was a beautiful dance. So
if nothing else, I suppose that costume made her stand out when everyone else is wearing a sparkly midriff.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I liked it because it was different. I haven't really liked the so-called different ones in the past, but I did like that one. I think I liked the head, and she really was kind of embodying her character.
Mm-hmm. Okay, they go back. And this is the point, you mentioned this earlier, that it seemed like Abby was on something. This was the point where I was like, did they give her a tranquilizer or what? The girls walked in the door and she was like, hey, yay, I mean, and bless her heart, I would be popping the pills, too, if I was under that much stress. You know what I mean? But that was a clear indication to me. I thought, what is she on?
Exactly.
What did somebody slip her?
Yeah.
Welcome to Hollywood.
I just... welcome to Hollywood, pilling it up, right?
Right? Oh, my God. Tranquilized like a real housewife.
Yeah. like a real housewife. Funny. Then Miss Erin... from Marietta brings in the fruit. I was like, I can't even talk about it. Like, do we even say anything? I mean, it's stupid, right?
The fruit basket. I don't know. Do they have these in the rest of the country? I know I've seen them on TV, but that's a big thing in LA, is the edible arrangements.
Yeah, but you have to, like, pre-order.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure production went and got that real quick after Abby said, you know.
Yeah.
It was, like, backstage, wherever they were, and the truck was like, oh, Abby said fruit basket, go get a fruit basket.
Yeah. Either that, or is it already, like, pitched in the show and they had a 10 shipped in just to make sure that one looked good enough? All I could think of was, man, That's a lot of good fruit to waste.
I know. Those things are delicious.
Yeah.
Some of the fruit is covered in chocolate. There was like marshmallows up in there.
Strawberry, marshmallow, strawberry. No, chocolate covered strawberries. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. I just.
And even that, like with, like I said, with her seeming a little tranquilized, she wasn't even mad. She didn't even like rip it and throw it down. She kind of took it away and kind of dropped it down and kind of laughed.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
That, here's my thank you.
It wasn't quite the Abby fervor that we usually see when, when she gets angry. Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. And then we've got, what's even more interesting is that we've got Jezelyn sewing a headpiece on JoJo. Ugh. For the, you know, for the number that she's not in.
What did they think was going to happen?
I think it's just another.
You think Abby would say, "Oh, I've had an epiphany, JoJo. We can't do this dance without you. Yeah. You know, let's reblock it in the next 20 minutes so that you can do it because that hair looks so darn good on you, girl."
Exactly. I guess
it wasn't happening.
I do have to give her a little bit of props for being so darn pushy.
Yeah,
because sometimes. A lot of time in life, like, you have to be pushy, especially these days. Like, well, why can't I have it? Well, why not? Well, give me the reason. Well, I have a costume and I have hair and I, you know, why not? Mm-hmm. So I kind of, that pushiness could work to her advantage when you're not.
In a different situation.
Yeah, in a different situation. So, and then JoJo wants to go, takes it even further and she wants to put on her costume. And she has a costume, and then Abby tries to be nice for her. Nice to her.
Yeah, her reaction at first wasn't what I expected. She tried to shut her down in a sweet way.
She did.
But then it came out, Abby called JoJo a greedy little monster, which she was being.
She was being. She throws it in the trash, because it just, you know, she or her mother don't know when they've overstepped the line.
Mm-hmm. When to quit.
Yeah, and it's just. I don't know, like, when Christy did it, it was almost like, I don't know, I guess I just expect her to be smarter than that. Mm-hmm. And just know a little bit more of, like, what's going on.
And if you want it so bad for your daughter, and she wants it so bad, think about it a little bit first. You know, maybe pull her back and say, JoJo, this is going to make Abby not like you. This is going to make her call you a greedy little monster. Come back over here, honey, and sit down in the chair.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Look really pretty.
And Abby, she was trying so hard not to lash out. She even said, this is what I don't want, is people saying that I'm being mean when you guys are telling her to behave this way or you guys are telling her off as well.
Yeah.
You know, and so Abby tried. And then we see her in the car again with the fast food. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, more fast food. She's trying. Let's head over to the competition with the Marietta Dance Project with Unstoppable. What was your opinion? What was your opinion?
It was fantastic. Yeah. They are unstoppable. I was not surprised how this ended up after seeing their dance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, I love the beginning. So amazing turns into, like, the synchronized type movements.
They were so on.
Yeah.
And there were so many of them, and everything was in total sync.
Yeah. I have to say, it reminded me a little bit of those high school cheerleading competitions, though.
For sure.
So, and I've seen competition after competition where they're so precise and they hit the moves and they don't do as many turns and have the technique, but it reminded me of that. It was very flashy.
Mm-hmm.
Very flashy. I just feel like they lack the emotion that the ALDC has, and they don't.
That could be said, yeah.
I didn't feel like an energy of unity like I feel with the ALDC. I feel like they move together and they work together and everything kind of flows, and that was my opinion.
Well, let's get to the result of the competition, because I have something to say about this.
Yes.
I have a theory that Talia was not ever even in the same solo category as Maddie because she's older, and they set this all up, oh, they're going head-to-head and blah, blah, blah. There is no way that Talia didn't make the top five. No way.
No way.
No way. So I'm thinking that she was in another category that they probably called after that, and this whole thing is just set up, oh, they were against each other. They probably were not directly competing against each other.
Yeah, I read on the Facebook comments quite a few people were upset. They don't see how Maddie could have beaten Talia. So,
well, there's my theory.
Yeah, there's your.
I'm pretty sure I'm right. As per usual, tweet me and tell me what you say.
Exactly.
tell me what you think. And I would have loved to see who did come in second to Maddie.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't someone we have cast for the reality show. We don't have footage of them practicing, so we can't pretend.
Exactly. And that's, like, what annoys me is, like, we can't tell. We don't see the other, you know, numbers, so mm-hmm. we can't really make an executive guess unless we, you know,
right.
dig through YouTube and, you know, this and that.
I would have also loved to know how they broke the tie. They said Maddie and the second place winner both had perfect scores, and so how did they decide that?
Yeah, how did they decide that?
Maybe it was that ugly costume that won it for her. But I was not surprised when the group was called and they weren't first.
I wasn't either. I didn't think that it had the, you know, the pizzazz, the tricks. When at first when they started and they were swaying, I was like, okay, they're not winning,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately.
Aww. Yes. Well, can we move on to just, I have just a tiny bit of news.
Yeah, let's move on.
A little bit of news and gossip.
Let's move on.
We talked a little bit earlier about how the girls are pursuing musical careers.
Yes, they all are.
Kendall, as she talked about on our after show a couple weeks ago, is having a new single come out called Wear 'Em Out. She just shot the video. They just finished shooting the video. And she is going to be debuting the song when they are over in Ireland, which is the end of the month, the beginning of March.
Oh, exciting.
So we're going to hear it in a couple weeks, and I'm sure the video will be soon to follow. I can't wait for that. I really think Kendall can bring it in a way we haven't seen from her yet.
Exactly.
And I'm really excited about that because I really love her. I think she's fantastic.
She is fantastic.
And she's so pretty. She, to me, is the one that really has the chance at having a commercial career in any of the dance or singing or acting or anything. I think she's got the look for it. And I'm really excited to see her little video. Where am I?
And when is that coming out?
Well, she'll do the song when they're over in Ireland.
Okay, later.
Yeah, they haven't announced the release date yet for
later
the video.
Later on in the month. Okay, that's our news and gossip for now.
Yeah.
What about predictions?
Ooh.
Let's go into...
This was one of the most shocking, like, next time ons that we've ever seen. And we know they like to cut them in a way that makes it look like there's a lot more going on than there is.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't...
That was
a voiceover of Abby saying, I'm done with this. I can't do this anymore. I'm sick of it.
I don't want to do
can't pretend. Yeah, and I'm thinking it stems from the mother's ungratefulness.
Wow.
She's made a lot of sacrifices in her personal life and everything to raise up these girls and to teach them and to have this reality show, and she's brought everyone along for the ride,
mm-hmm.
and let's say thank you once in a while more than just Melissa. So I don't know what the heck's going to happen, but I can't wait to see it. What do you think?
I can't wait to see it either. I can't wait to see what happens with that commercial audition.
Oh, yes.
Who got it?
Someone landed or not?
Yeah, did Nia land it? Who did?
That would be a shocker.
Yeah, Kalani did great, too. I am excited to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely, they're throwing at us some like different turns and twists, right?
It's going to be good. It's going to be a thumbs up, and while you're here and watching, hit that thumbs up button on the YouTube, please. Like us.
Yes. And if you haven't already, if you're a newcomer to our show, please subscribe to our channel at youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV.
You don't want to miss any of this, people.
No, none of this good stuff. Subscribe, give our video a thumbs up.
5 stars on iTunes.
Yeah.
And remember, when you are tweeting about this show, if you want a shout out on our after show, tweet using the hashtag #ABTVDanceMoms.
Yes.
And tweet me at ChristyReports and tell me what you think. Did Talia older and was really never in the category? Pretty sure. What do you think?
All right. And you can tweet me at Candace_Camacho. Let me know if you think that this is the most scripted show that you've ever seen. I would love to know your thoughts in the comments below.
Yeah.
So, all right.
And we'll shout you out next week.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks for watching.
Bye. We'll see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.